All right, we all ready?
Y'all ready for this?
Yes. Sorry.
Hey, no singing. Greetings once again, true believers, and welcome to installment number 13 of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me are Chaos72 and SneakyBeat15, also known as Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Hello, gentlemen.
Greetings.
Hello, valued co-hosts.
How's it going this week?
I would say very well. Very, very well so far.
All right, some new news to come out that we kind of teased last week, and so catch up. This show is covering the week of 11/18 through 11/25, Anno Domini 2015. This week's events for your Deadpool dailies. Today was Spider-Man, tomorrow's Daredevil, Friday She-Hulk, Saturday Deadpool, Sunday Gamora, Monday the Black Widow, Tuesday's Loki, and Wednesday is Wolverine 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I don't know what number he is, Dagon. I don't know, they're all the same. Your four-star Clash of the Clans. Clash of the Clans. Jesus, I say that every time. Clash
of... Crash? It's Crash.
Crash of the Titans.
There you go.
I'm getting there. Saturday the 14th, as we said, a great, great movie, was Carnage versus Doc Ock. My Carnage had almost a 0% chance of winning, and I did not win. Did you guys get to play that?
I do not own a Carnage.
Yeah, neither do I.
All right, that makes that easy.
Yeah. Solved.
Let's just keep moving then.
Coming up on the 19th is The Thing versus, oh, God knows, it's got to be Doctor Doom, right?
You would think that,
but
no.
That would make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, again, that should be good for you, right? Don't you have like 15 Thing covers?
I wish.
He does.
I have four and only two powers.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see. But, I mean, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he is.
His one power is only activated when an ally gets hit.
Right.
So
right.
That's useless.
Okay.
Yeah, protecting other people is no good in a one-on-one matchup.
Right. That's tough. That's a rough ride for the Thing.
Yeah, and my Yancey Street special is going to be doing 1383 points of damage. So
you're not looking so good.
Yeah. Well, if you get it charged up, you know, seven or eight times,
right,
you know, in the first minute, you'll be fine.
I just need that cascade of green.
Yeah. Coming up after that on the 24th will be Jean Grey versus... God knows. Maybe it'll be Wolverine. That'll be fun. Maybe they can have a lover's spat.
No, I think they work together too much.
Right.
Maybe he can finally, like, be, look, you... Sorry, curse that out. Flip that out. Why won't you ever go out on a date with me? Scott is a complete jerk.
Scott's
instead,
obsessed.
I want to stab you through the eye with one of these claws. How about that?
Wow. Just edit out that whole Craig rant. Just do one like, full, like... 15-second beef, that'd be fantastic.
I'm gonna vote for Mystique. I think she's going to be taking on Mystique.
To speculate appropriately, I would have to remember more about what Jean Grey's powers are. And, you know, clearly it's going to be someone who will punish you for having those powers.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Story events that were going on. We had the hunt finished up. That one got you, I think we covered this last time, but you got a beast at 22,500, legendary token at 43, first and second place was a couple of Nick Furies, and 3 to 150 were Thor covers. Growth Industries, I think, still has a day to go, something like that at this time.
I've got 14 hours.
Did people get through that to get your Ant-Man?
Not yet. I still have time, but I feel like the final match, like, even without trying it, I looked at what level the waves were at. And yeah. I was like, nah, it's probably too hard for me. And I just gave up without even trying.
It's hard.
Yeah, it is really rough. I was able to pull it off with the Patch Loki combo of Patch just throwing out every strike tile imaginable.
Right.
With Loki there to clean up the enemy strike tiles.
Right.
And I was able to pull it off. But I would say, and I did on the first try, but I got a couple really nice cascades to help me out. So,
who's your third?
Isn't Ant-Man?
Oh, you have to use Ant-Man. Oh,
yeah,
no wonder I gave up.
No, I am incorrect. That was the third fight. That was the first wave, which is the third fight. On the last one, you can use whoever you want. And I think I made it through that with my 3-star Magneto, Storm. Oh, who was my third? Oh, Nick Fury.
Oh, right. Respect. Yeah. Yeah, nope.
Beast saved the day for me, because I just kept cranking through Beast's powers and just kept doing out greens and yellows from Beast, and that powered me through.
Cool.
Because, man, that character is getting better and better the more I use him. He is something fierce.
I'll have to give it another effort tonight after the show.
All right.
My advice is only to use as many rearrange the board powers as possible. That's why I went with Storm and Magneto. You know, rearrange the board all over the place and destroy tiles.
Okay.
That was my theory.
All right. Juggernaut is now kicked off. 15,000 in there gets you a yellow Thor, 32,000 for your legendary token. First and second place is two covers of four-star Deadpool, so that's nice. And apparently I didn't bother finish writing the rest of it. But the rest of it was Daken. I don't know. Some finishing after that gets you Daken. 3 to 150, I would imagine.
Yeah, right. Probably. So I have a question on that one. Have you finished that last fight in the Won't Stop Juggernaut event? It's the Kingpin. You have to fight Kingpin with Hawkeye at like level 200 and some.
What?
Yeah, it's Kingpin.
Wait, two-star Hawkeye?
Two-star Hawkeye.
Okay.
And, nope, I haven't gotten to the end of that line yet.
And a muscle.
Okay.
So the problem is Kingpin charges his yellow, which is the, what's it called, Magia, whatever.
Magia Pons?
Yeah.
Yes.
He charges that, which it says it requires 10 yellow. He charges it every time he gets like around 3 yellow. Every turn he's throwing that power on the board. Meanwhile, the muscle is throwing out strike tiles, his muscle, you know, muscle attack, whatever it's called,
right,
that throws out strike tiles that are devastating. And meanwhile, Hawkeye is making every purple match possible and putting shields up.
Yeah.
And I have gone through...
Oh, Bullseye. Bullseye.
Oh, Bullseye makes
Bullseye makes shields.
Then I stand corrected.
Yes, evil two-star Bullseye.
You were
Bullseye.
Correct, I just pulled it up as Bullseye.
Yes. Oh, that's tough.
It
Purple
is
Purple Daredevil will help.
You can't use Daredevil.
Oh.
Yeah, I've got... How many people is that? 15 characters that I can use, and two of them are one-stars?
Wow.
It's really, really rough. I can use Rocket and Groot and Thor.
Oh, well, there's a winner.
Those are my only two maxed out characters that I can use.
No Luke Cage.
There's no Luke Cage.
How do you even play the game?
I don't know how you play. I should just shut it down, not even look at that event.
If you make it through, you let me know who you use, because I have played it 5 times and have not won that battle. And the reason I'm playing it is because that is one of the 4 prizes is, of course, a command token. A command point. Whatever they call it.
Yeah. CP.
Yes.
If you make it through, you let me know, and I will do likewise.
I don't know. I'm trying it right now. Hold on.
So.
I have to play some, like, 4 events to get to that last one, but.
What? No, that's okay. So while he is doing that, PvE events that are going on right now. Which I have some follow-up on. Is Category 5, which is the Storm-themed one. And
you skipped the Gauntlet coming up.
Oh, sorry, it wasn't on my script.
Oh, yeah, the next story event is the Gauntlet is coming up, where if you finish round 1, you get a 2-star token. Round 2 gets you Black Quicksilver. Round 3 is a Purple Daredevil, a red patch, and if you make it all the way to the end, you get a giant yellow melon head. So go ahead with PvP, then.
Oh, PvP, Category 5. It's a Storm. At 800, you get... yellow Storm cover. At 1,000, you get a blue Lady Thor, and at 1,300, you get a legendary token. So last night, I had not started this yet, and I didn't want to get flack in the Alliance page from our Alliance members for not participating. So I quickly played the first 3 matches to get my 101 points, and I noticed that I was ranked 54th in my slice. And I was like, Ooh. Oh my goodness, this is outrageous. What is going on? Why is no one playing? I looked at the rewards and I went, oh, that's why. Which lead me to...
What are the rewards? I haven't looked at that event at all.
Oh, well...
Read them off.
No, I didn't. No, that's just for participating. For winning is why I figured no one was putting in the good grind. The first is an X-Force Wolverine. Fine, totally respectable. The next 2 through 100 are visions.
Oh, but you can get CP out of that,
right?
You can
get command points for the top 50.
Yeah. Did you go for that? Did you get a command point?
I haven't seen where I finished. I just stopped.
Okay.
I played a little bit more.
Because top 50 gets you a command point.
Right, which is worth it. Absolutely. I just saw the Vision covers and I was like, oh, now I understand. All right.
Yeah, I have yet to finish in the top 50 of any since the command point started.
Right.
Really kind of depressed, but I need to do it. I need to do that trick and start at the end and just blow through the, you know, the slackers who weren't really playing.
Right. And I just, you know, I was shocked that 101 points would get me so high in the slice.
Right.
I was like, boy, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I should have kept going. I don't know that I did. It was late and I needed some rest. We are between seasons, so up in PvP, good old Balance of Power has made its way back around. By good old, I apparently mean boo.
I hate that event.
At 800 points, you get a red The Vision cover. At 1,000, you get a green X-Force Wolverine, and you get your legendary token at 1,300. First place gets you a blue Ant-Man. 2 through 50 gets you Captain America plus some command points, and 51 through 100 gets you Captain America cover. And season 20 has wrapped up since our last broadcast. I think we did well as an alliance. I did well as a participant. I did not do as well as I've done in the past because it looks like 4,000 is just too far for me to reach to get that 10-pack.
I got my 10-pack and then promptly quit playing every PvP event. I didn't play a single one, I don't think.
Oh. Did you get anything from your 10-pack?
Yes. I don't remember what I posted.
Okay.
I mentioned this. Wasn't that a good one for me?
Might have been.
Man, there's been lots happened since then.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
I know.
Say. It's been a full broadcast. Ray, did you get a 10-pack?
Yes. Yes, I did. And if I remember... Actually, I think I mentioned that on the last show. I got my 10-pack fairly early. And then completely got slaughtered. That's the problem with doing the simulator early, is you do nothing but then just lose points.
Right.
While the rest of the season cranks around. I did end up with 6,200 points, though, so I placed in the top six of our alliance.
Wow. Respect. Well played.
Yeah, good for you. Way more than I ever get.
Right. Speaking of command points, the command points just keep rolling in from... Mystery benefactors and assorted achievements. Craig, I hear you made it to 25 a second time.
I did. One of our alliance members apparently made a purchase, got us 7 command points all at once.
Woohoo!
Yeah?
Yeah, woot. And that got me a Mr. Fantastic. It was not black, though. So.
Oh, so not that fantastic.
It was not whoop 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 good Mr. Fantastic.
Nice.
It was just kind of a
that's still exciting.
Fantastic.
Ray, have you made it to 25 the second time?
I did, in fact, and was able to net a red 4-star Deadpool.
Oh, well, I like that guy.
Which is a power that I did not have. So I now
right.
have 3. I have a 1 red and 2 purple with him.
Right. Yeah,
I might be able to
solid.
Start using him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I made it. The 7 pushed me to from 23 to over 25 for the very first time, and I got a purple Iceman.
Oh, nice.
Cool, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only one of his I have.
Purple?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I have no Bobby Drake, so that's sweet.
So that was a fun discovery. So now we've got what we like
new
to call
news.
Big news. New news. Big news.
Big news.
Big news. Exciting news for me.
Lots kind of news.
What's
more
it?
News. All the news.
All
good
the
news
that's fit to print. Yeah.
The good news.
From
with
Gary
Gnu.
So,
Ian.
Yes.
Tell me, who's going to be in this game?
Oh, my goodness. It's new character time. A new 4-star character has just been announced, and he has all the elements of a good Marvel Puzzle Quest character. It's none other than the Ghost Rider.
As we expected last week.
Absolutely. It had been teased a couple episodes ago. Here's what I am most pleased about, other than, you know, every time they send around the survey of who do you want to see in the game, I say Ghost Rider, and boom, my wish finally came true.
I always say Wolverine. It's weird.
You're the luckiest man around. And
3-star Moonstone and 4-star Moonstone and 5-star Moonstone. Once I get those, I will be... freaking set.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they'll come out with more Moonstones again, and I'm surprised. I'm not that surprised. We were pretty sure it was going to be Ghost Rider, but I really was expecting them to come out with some sort of Jessica Jones character to tie in with the
right.
new show. But they can always pepper that in a week or two, see if it's successful. Anyway, Ghost Rider. I had been speculating him. I even made up my own Ghost Rider a few episodes ago. for anybody who's following along. And as Craig, I'm gonna help you out. I'm gonna give you some singing to do.
Oh, what do you got?
As far as guessing what powers he would have, I got two of them correct. So as a wise man would say, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Does the loaf count as a wise man?
I think so. He's pretty rich. He's well-to-do. He's like a bat out of hell.
Oh, that was terrible.
So anyway, Raymond, please tell us more about Ghost Rider and also finish it with why I should never call you Raymond again.
So, Ghost Rider, as we predicted, has a power called Penance Stare, which does damage based upon the amount of damage that his target has done so far in the fight. This is, it's his third power, but I'm doing them out of order because Penance Stare is amazing. It starts out just at level 1. It deals damage to the target equal to 50% of the total damage that they have dealt so far this mission. So if you use that against a Juggernaut or an Ares, that is just amazing. I think that will counter any of these powerful characters. And then at level 5, well, let's go up gradually. So at level 1 is 50%. It then goes up to 75%, 100%, 150%, and then 200% at level 5. It is insane amounts of damage.
Danger level. Danger level.
Wow.
Name that Bond movie.
Can't remember which one that was in.
Moonraker?
No.
You're not sure. You don't know either.
I don't know. That's why I asked you to name that Bond movie.
Guess what? It was Moonraker, so there.
It wasn't Moonraker. It was newer than that. It was one of the ones in the 80s.
Nope.
Yeah. Live and Let Die?
Maybe For Your Eyes Only?
All right.
We're done with that.
Yeah, stop derailing.
Moving on. So tell me about this Ghost Rider guy.
Stop
procrastinating.
So Penance Stare. The one thing that is going to be interesting about this is against someone like Loki, next to useless. Loki is, he changes some tiles around.
Right, he's a support character. He's not a damage character.
Exactly. So you're going to have to watch that. But against the big damage people, holy crap.
And at least in that example, I'm okay with that. I feel like if you showed Loki all of his sins, he'd be like, yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, this is true.
I would have to think he'd be like, yeah, what?
He'd probably giggle a little.
Right.
Probably.
Okay, so second power, like I said, I'm doing these in weird order. His Hellfire costs, Penance Stare is black and costs 12. Hellfire is his red power, which is going to cost 8 AP. It puts a countdown tile that spreads fire every 2 turns, dealing damage and creating an attack tile. And if this weird, strange power, I think we mentioned this before, if the enemy has more villains than heroes, the countdown tile deals additional damage. Max level, you're looking at 1,800 damage with a 235 attack tile, and then an additional 362 bonus damage. So, like 2,100 points of damage and a pretty significant attack tile.
Right.
And then his third power, which it's called Burning Rubber. Apparently they need to make reference to the motorcycle.
That he's on a motorcycle, yeah.
The animation looks like it's going to be cool. I got a pic from it that I'll probably post that hopefully the animation is good on all of these. But Burning Rubber steals damage to the enemy team and creates 2 attack tiles. And if there are 6 or more friendly attack tiles on the board, the fire burns hotter, dealing additional damage. You're looking at max level, doing 1,400 points of damage with 150 strength attack tiles, and it dealing 450 bonus damage if you have enough attack tiles out. So we were talking about this before recording, teaming him up with like a Storm to dish out Hailstorm and put 32 attack tiles out there. That will increase his Burning Rubber. Apparently Hailstorm is really beneficial to someone on a motorcycle. That's what it sounds like to me.
Obviously.
And that
so
is,
there's no max to the bonus damage that can be done by friendly tiles?
There is. It is. If there are 6 or more attack tiles, it does X number of bonus damage.
Okay, great.
It's not, yeah, so it doesn't matter how many there are as long as...
how many beyond 6.
Right. and is 450 points of bonus damage. So that'll take the damage of burning rubber up to 1,800 for the team, and that is a 7 AP green power.
All right.
So that's really charges quick. I mean, 7's
right.
Pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very usable, very fast. Good on him. I love the Ghost Rider.
So I don't have any information as far as hit points, but it looks like he is a damage machine as well.
Yeah, I don't know how sturdy they will make him. I'm assuming not a lot, since he's more of a cannon.
Right. He can't be both. But, you know, I'm sure it'll be some mid-level. He's not particularly fragile, but I can't imagine he's super known for his durability. And it looks like he will be accompanied by a brand new storyline.
Yes. He is being launched in the Hearts of Darkness storyline, which will be coming out on Thanksgiving Day. And if you're not in the U.S., that is November 26th. So next Thursday is when that event is.
If you're Canadian, you already had your Thanksgiving, so buzz off.
Right. As if football and the National Dog Show and eating all day wasn't enough for me to do. Now I've got an event to grind through all day long. That's fantastic.
And according to a developer, it looks like the other characters that will be boosted for that event are Wolverine, Punisher, and Daredevil. And that event will be against the Hood. So you're probably not going to get a whole lot of use of Hood during that event.
Oh no, what will I do with people to use my Hood?
See, I'm on the opposite end of that. I use him whenever I can. I pair him with anybody else who blows lots of stuff. Like he and the Hulk hang out together all the time.
His ability to steal is worth just having him on a team. And if you can get that yellow charged for the twin pistols, whew.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not a Hood fan.
That's all right.
Ian, we have a serious topic to discuss here while we're here.
Hold on, let me sit down. All right, I'm ready.
I believe there was like a pact made between you and another person about hoarding all of your tokens for a special rainy day where you could open up zillions of them all at once.
I don't remember this pact. I was going to say, I don't know how packed it was, but maybe. I mean, I definitely had lots of people on board, and it secretly spread through the Alliance like wildfire for a while. But what? Someone fell off the wagon?
You did. Your first convert immediately fell off the wagon. And Ray has opened all of his tokens.
Immediately? I think we're on episode like 13.
Oh, 13 weeks later.
No,
off the wagon.
I needed ISO, man.
Did it work?
I got a lot of ISO.
Okay.
I got a lot of 2-star characters, which was fantastic for that 250 ISO each.
Right.
Couldn't use any of them, but yeah. I turned in 172 one night.
Okay.
That was a lot of clicking.
Yeah.
But
that's a lot of. Did you get any 3 stars of note at all? Or 3 stars, I guess. Did you get any 3 stars that were something other than 500 ISO?
Out of 172 tokens, I believe I counted 3 3-stars. Fortunately, though, one of those was Luke Cage, so it made up for all the others.
I was going to say, totally. That's the greatest opening of any covers ever.
Exactly. I got a Luke Cage cover from a 1-star. I got that in ISO. I'm happy.
Right.
And it was able to max out his red power for me, so he is protecting everyone now. I need one more black, and then I will be able to max him out.
Oh, you are super close to living the dream.
That is the dream, I'm telling you.
Well, I'm still holding fast for anybody who is still sticking with me. I'm nothing epic, but I'm somewhere in the 240 range, and I will continue hoarding my covers until either Parlance's wild rumor comes to fruition or it's squashed in forever and I have a meltdown one day when I'm just so fed up that I just need to start opening covers.
So does that including all 2-stars? You're not opening any?
Oh, no. I treat myself to, a cover opening or two, probably on a daily basis. I mostly am just hoarding 1-star and taco tokens.
Okay.
Taco tokens are not that high. I only have about, it's something small. It was like 36 at the last count.
Yeah, Leonard mentioned that he's, what did he say? He was going to reach the max in February?
Oh, okay.
So that was going to be a celebratory open everything in a vault. I don't want everything in the vault. I just want the legendary token.
Right.
But I need all those moonstones.
Well, no, you just do it till you get the legendary token, and then you wait for the vault to reset on its own, and then just keep tearing through.
Sure, sure.
That's great fun. Well, I'm sorry you broke. Hopefully I got you the ISO you needed to boost the characters that you wanted, and you're a little happier for it.
I am happier for it, but all it taught me really is that, man, I need so much ISO. I have so many 3-stars that I could level sitting and waiting, and I now have 300 ISO.
I understand. I do, too. And the only other thing I've discovered from it is there is no satisfying limit. You know, when I finally made it to 100 tokens, I was like, this is sweet. That's all I'll ever need. And now I'm like, now that I've passed 200, I'm like, oh, this is nothing. I can get to 500 before I know it.
That's ridiculous.
I'm like a terrible token junkie. It's bad.
All right, Ray.
Yes.
Where's my special character of the week music?
Oh, yeah. I got it.
Okay.
All right. So, ready? Pause.
Feature character of the week!
There you go.
Wow, that was the greatest thing I haven't gotten to hear yet.
Of the week.
If only you would listen to our podcast.
Week. I don't know, for some reason I really feel I need an echo effect, and I don't know why. But...
Well, I can't play it live. How am I going to do that? Well, we need a soundboard.
That's it. We're going to need a special soundboard where I can just hit a button and have it go, week.
Well, you guys know what to ask Santa for then, don't you?
I don't know. I always ask for the same thing every year.
Drew Barrymore is not coming.
Hasn't yet, but there's still hope.
Oh, still see? Hope. Thanks for reminding me, because I was like, I'm nervous to ask. I'm not even going to stumble into this.
All right, so the feature character of the week is the X-Man known as Psylocke.
Ooh.
He sounds surprised, like he didn't know about this.
No, she's just like, she's one of those maxed out, but don't use her, didn't pump her up to 166, middle-of-the-road characters for me. She's not awful, but she's certainly not great, in my opinion.
Oh, all right. I think I might like her slightly better than you do.
Tell me more about her 2 useful powers, so that way I can learn to love her better.
Well, hold on, then you're going to have to pause for a minute, because I'm in the middle of this match, and I can't look at her.
No problem.
I'm trying to finish this match for Ray.
That's okay.
I'm so close, I'm down to just fighting Kingpin.
I'll just pass the mic over to Ray, who happens to have the wiki open and can tell me about all 3 powers.
Sure.
Excellent!
So, how would you possibly know that? Oh. So... Her first power is a red power that costs 8 AP. It is called Psychic Knife. It deals, not at max level. I do not have her at max level. It deals more than 1,000 points of damage and creates a pretty decent 200 damage strike tile whenever fewer than 3 strike tiles exist. And it costs 1 less for each strike tile on the board. So it's just... It builds on itself. It's kind of a cool power, pretty damaging. Her second power, which I imagine is the power that you're inferring is not useful.
I just do not like Bewilder. The countdown tile's too long, yeah. And it's just there are better ways to drain enemy AP cheaper and more efficiently.
Right. So yep. It is called Bewilder. It costs 10 blue AP. It creates a countdown?
Correct.
Yeah.
A really way too long countdown.
Converts a basic blue to a 3-turn countdown that steals, well, I have it at level 3, so it steals 15 AP from the enemy's largest color pool. If you can get it timed right, I guess that can be nice.
It is, and I mean, and the fact that it steals it and not just wipes it out.
Right, yes.
That's a big shift, but again, just seems like a lot of work for not necessarily... Because who knows if their biggest color pool is going to be something that benefits you.
Right.
Right, and by the time they get... I mean, it's a 3-turn countdown tile. By the time they get it built up, they're using it before that tile goes off.
Correct.
Yeah, really hard to get that timing on that. It's a lot of work to use. Her third power is a Psy Katana, which is only 6 black AP, which is
nice. That one's my favorite.
It deals for me 1,000 points of damage. I have her at level 5, but again, not max level. 1,000 points of damage and leaves the enemy bleeding, which is represented by an attack tile that does 240 points of damage to the current target each turn, just like a standard attack tile. But yeah, charging at 6 is really nice.
Right, it is a bargain.
All right, I'm going to interject. Ray, a Beecher mission for you. You used Rocket and Groot, Invisible Woman, and the Human Torch.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your Invisible Woman up to?
In this pumped-up event, she's at 243.
Oh, okay, sure.
She's at 172?
Oh, I don't have anywhere near that. But okay.
So, hold on. I can now pull up my Psylocke. All right, I run my Psylocke at 535.
Who wouldn't? For anyone scoring at home, I recommend a 535 build for your Psylocke.
I can't even imagine anything else. I don't know why you would want to put more levels into the Bewilder. I really just I don't.
Did you say it into the Beholder?
Bewilder.
If it was Beholder, then we'd be talking.
Well, you would have to steal AP too, right? Because its giant anti-magic eye would negate all of your AP.
Wow, nerd joke.
Yeah, I was going to say, the nerd level just got way, way high.
Woo! Yeah, so I have mine maxed out at level 166, so I think I like her quite a bit more than you guys do. So at 166, she has 8,670 health, which is okay.
Yep.
And, Psychic Knife is pretty good stuff, because it only costs 8, and right. the Katana is where it's at for 6.
I agree, and I didn't want to undersell her merits. She just, again, there are other... She's not going to be my first choice, ever.
And I think she is the only superhero in the known universe that, is named Betsy. So I think she's got that going for her.
I actually didn't remember her name. But so my problem with that is, yeah, her black power is very good, but, man, my Black Panther is so much better at black. My Blade, I love his black power. Storm.
Right.
Like,
right.
I've got all these nice
Luke Cage.
Characters. Yeah.
Can't forget the Luke Cage.
Yeah, how are you missing Luke Cage?
It's the Luke Cage.
I don't have him maxed. I'm going through my list.
Think about the Ghost Rider.
Yeah,
that's
Cage,
there is awesome.
It's Cage.
Right. So, again, that's why I say she's fine. She's just not, I'm not rushing around to get her in my lineup.
Right. Now, where I do use her is with the Magneto-Storm combination, because the black works really well. They don't have any black powers, so I can just hit them with the Katana constantly while I'm building up Magneto's powers.
You just said Storm most definitely has a better black power.
Oh, sorry. Storm, two-star Storm.
He uses two-star Storm.
Oh.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm still addicted to her.
Good. She's fantastic. How do you run her?
Oh, that's a good question.
I choose to run her at 355, but that's just me.
Yes, that's exactly how I have her, 355.
Okay.
Yeah, the best part about her is if you hurt her, she kills you.
Yeah.
There's just no stopping that.
Right.
Unless you hurt her all the way. And then...
Nope, but I've definitely had some where she was in the back, and my first two team members and her got almost hammered to death, and she was like, nope. I'm hitting you with everything I got for everybody you just hurt and wiping out the enemy team. So that has accidentally saved me more than a few times.
Yes, agreed. But yeah, I like Psylocke. I got her up to 147. I just, like I said, there are so many characters that I would consider better, even just in slight ways, that I don't use her that much.
Yeah. I don't know. When she's one of the feature pumped up characters, I'll throw her into stuff.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And once I get enough ISO, yeah. I'll be maxing her out, but I'm sorry, Luke Cage has got her beat.
Well, he is the best character in the game.
I think it's probably a 4-star Jean Grey, but I do like that you like Luke Cage that much.
I love me Luke Cage, and I'm looking forward to watching him on the TV.
Yeah, absolutely. What else we got? Ray, does anybody still listen to this show?
Amazingly enough, yes, I believe they do.
Oh, tell us more, or tell them hi.
So, real quick, I wanted to say congratulations to Spidero, who is a regular listener now. He posted that...
What, you're congratulating him on being a regular listener?
Yes!
Hooray! Well
Hooray!
Done!
I am congratulating him on the fact that he posted during the Enemy of the State event, which ended a while back, he said that he just cleaned up on thing covers, which...
Wow!
Congratulations, because...
Yeah!
Holy crap, I wish I could get... thing covers, that would be awesome.
You've got thing pouring out your ears compared to the rest of us.
Exactly, and apparently right. Spidero's got me completely beat.
Wow. Cleaned up on thing covers. That's a sentence worth saying.
Yeah.
I also want to mention that if anyone's interested in more character ideas for Marvel Puzzle Quest, our friend Stinkpalm has several links to characters that he has ideas for. He actually has them posted on the D3 forum. And there are several links to them under our previous post, the Puzzle Warriors 3 post on Reddit. I will add a link on the on this episode's webpage for those. He has some interesting ideas. I don't want to go into them all because, holy crap, he has some detail, too.
Wow. good on him. That's exciting. I'll have to check out that link.
Yeah.
I'm excited to learn more.
The only other thing that I thought was, well, two things from Leonard. One is that he loves that our wives have a separate alliance, and that he also said we must crush them. I think Leonard has a little bit of an aggressive tone there.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And the other thing he said is Todd does not work at Cinnabon.
Right.
Oh. It's crushing all of my illusions.
He did. I got to hang out with both of them this last weekend. We had an excellent time.
Oh, nice. How did that go?
It was good. Fun was had by all. It was a nice all-around trip. Both of them had to be on their way shortly after the show because they have jobs and lives and things to get back to. I managed to squeeze a whole evening out of it, so A+.
Nice.
All right, good times.
All right. I didn't know if there was more to that, and I didn't want to go too long into my adventures. If you'd like to learn more about my adventures, check out the Prodigal Sons podcast, where we talk about it in depth. All the shenanigans included.
None shenanigans were left out?
None. A whole bunch of shenanigans were left in, much to our good friend Brian's dismay. He really, really hated hearing the story.
Is Sweet Smellin' Jared still Sweet Smellin', or is he back on the cigarettes?
He is not as Sweet Smellin' as he once was, sad to say.
Oh, boo earns.
Yeah. Speaking of the Prodigal Sons, I hear they're part of a fantastic podcast network.
They are? What's it named?
I think it's soon to be named.
Oh, tell me more.
I think it includes such podcasts as, you guessed it, The Puzzle Warriors 3, hosted by us truly, good friends of the show, The Long Box Heroes, hosted by our friend Leonard F. Chikarasin and Todd, who they talk about all upcoming and current comic book topics that you could ever want to know more about. We have the Podvocacy podcast, which is a pop culture podcast hosted by Jason and David. We've got the aforementioned Prodigal Sons podcast hosted by Jared, Adam, Brian, and myself, where we mostly have just devolved into playing trivia-style games and going on sleepovers at one another's houses, apparently, that'll just be our new gimmick from now on. And lastly, but certainly not leastly, our friends Parlance and Fresher host a YouTube show called The Fresher and Parlance Show. So please go over and check out all these fine shows.
So mentioning that, I did want to bring up that last episode of The Prodigal Sons with the movie trivia. I forget what it's called.
Yes.
The Malton game. Huh, I enjoyed that thoroughly. I love that game. I was so disappointed when I did a search and found out that the website was fairly limited on the number of questions you could actually go with.
Right, movies. Well, good news for you. Our good friend and host of the Podvocacy, Jason Kirk, is going to create additional categories based on the Leonard Maltin game, and he will host round two of the Leonard Maltin game on an upcoming episode of the Prodigal Sons podcast so that Jared can also participate.
Awesome. Whoa. That sounds awesome.
Can there be like a subcategory of like the Roger Ebert game and like the Gene Siskel game? And like, I think we could really branch out in here. And what was that weird guy with the crazy hair?
Oh,
who would show up on the Today Show?
Yeah, we'll get there, but I'm not sure. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Oh, man, what was that guy's name? He had the crazy hair.
He did. He had a really, it wasn't Rex Reed. It was
Gene Shalit.
Gene Shalit.
Yeah,
he had
Rex
that
Reed
nest
was a different
of
guy.
Hair. Yeah, Gene yes. Yeah, Rex Reed was the guy who had the, oh, hi there voice. Oh, that guy bothered me.
But, I mean, I don't think you can do this without having a Roger Ebert set of questions. I mean, he was the king of all movie critics.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, hey, I didn't make up the name of the game. It's just all about movie trivia. What can I say? But I think that's it. That's it for our glorious podcast network.
Okay, I think that's all for the week. Has anybody got anything else? Bueller?
No.
I think I'm good.
Bueller?
No, I think. I did want to bring this up, and I don't know why. It's just something that I noticed. Did you guys? You guys still play your Deadpool dailies on a pretty daily basis, I imagine.
Yeah.
When you get to the second fight in Deadpool Daily, it's the two star wave.
I was gonna say, which one do you consider the second one?
I do it in the order that they present it to you. Now I do the 1 star fight, the 2 star wave, then the third one is called Third Time's a Charm, and then the one that tells you what character you need to get to the big enchilada. And the big enchilada lasts. So anyway, what I'm calling the second, what I believe they're calling the second, when the second wave comes up that includes a non-goon, that includes a named character, the order in which they present the villains to you has been shuffled. Did you notice that? That he comes in second now instead of first?
Any idea why that is? Or
I don't. In case you're being careless, they want you to, you know, not be able to take him out right away in case you have something like...
Yeah, I wish she just called the storm.
In case you have something like attack tiles that, you know, would spill over into the next wave of people, you'll hit a goon first instead of hitting the valuable thing, like if you have the Blade's purple power, something of that nature.
That is a good thought.
Right. Or if, like Craig said, if you fire off Call the Storm without paying attention, you're going to hit the goon with the double damage and only hit that guy with single damage. I don't know. It was a good tactic. Obviously I'm keen to it and I'm paying attention. It's not hard to overcome, but...
Or if you haven't listened to our tutorial and don't know that you can switch to them right away, then you are screwed.
Right. If you haven't listened to our beginner's tutorial, then just look out. You're in... So, nothing but trouble.
So Craig will hate me for this, but on that, I always use my one stars, and because I use my one stars on both the first two fights. So my one stars are Iron Man, Storm, and one star Black Widow. So whenever I get to that second wave, my first action is I don't use Black Widow's blue stunning power.
Right, because you've got... Well, wait.
So,
really?
So I switch to that enemy and use her stunning power. I don't use it in the first wave. I use it in the second wave versus the person who can actually make matches.
Correct.
And yeah, it nearly caught me a couple times. I nearly stunned the wrong person.
Yeah, your dedication to one-star people still makes me sad.
I like the characters. That's why I play the game.
Nope, I gotcha. I'm turning the corner on it. I'm not going to add any one-stars to my roster, but I can understand where you're coming from at the very least. So yeah, that's all I had. I like that. You know, it seems like a pretty minor change, but I had something else
really quick.
Yes.
So I noticed this while watching a couple things that were linked on Reddit. A suggestion for D3 would be when you go into your roster and you're going to be selling covers that you don't need, if we could get a button that could sell all one stars, sell all two stars, or both.
Oh, so you don't have to sit and pour through them all to find the ones you might want to actually look at?
Right, exactly. Correct. Because the problem is if you just say sell all and you have any three stars, it'll warn you, which is great.
Right.
But you don't know, maybe you know you have that three star that you don't need, but you don't remember whether or not you got that Luke Cage in there, which I don't know how you would not know that. But it would be nice if you could get rid of all of the low ones. Because right now what you have to do in order to be safe is go through individually and look for all your three stars and sell them off individually. And then once that doesn't warn you anymore, then you know you got them all.
Yeah.
That's... Sorry. It's both perfectly valid and just gave me this image of what a fantastic world that I'm raising a child in.
I can't be clicking
on all these covers one at a time. Oh my god. This is just, I'm exhausted. My finger's getting a cramp.
Well, when you turn in 172 covers.
Hey, that's why you shouldn't buckle. You should have stayed on the wagon.
Yeah.
No, it's just as soon as you got a three-star one, you should have immediately taken care of that one.
Sure.
And then went back to opening more.
There you go.
Oh, but then
so
I then
it was
to,
on the top of the list.
I have to switch between the roster and...
Again with the clicking! Oh, the extra three clicks!
I am all about efficiency, man.
I love it.
Oh, your finger might wear out as it touches your iPad.
I totally support that level of madness.
It's not even like the mouse is going to go bad. You're hitting it with your finger. Like, your fingers are going to go blunt. It's not going to, like, turn square from hitting the screen.
Just saying,
right.
Man, you sound like a millennial. Jesus.
But, kind of. Can't run that risk. What was I just thinking? Because that led me to something else. Oh, this is still barely, but it's in the D3 world of how much I enjoy Marvel Puzzle Quest. I went to play good old Puzzle Quest, which...
I didn't know that was a game, but go
ahead. Oh, it's excellent.
Aren't there two of them?
Quest. There's Puzzle Quest 2.
Oh, no, there's also the new spinoff ones. Isn't there Harry Potter one or something?
I don't know. There's a Magic the Gathering one in development.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Right,
yeah.
But I assume when he said Puzzle Quest, he meant one of the original, but you mean the original
one. Yes, there is a game called Puzzle Quest, which I have on my Xbox 360, and it's very, for a match 3 game, you know, it's by the same people, at D3. That's how they were able to, you know, use the same title without getting sued. Boy, it was hard to play because it wasn't Marvel.
Oh, sure.
I tried to play it, and I was like, man, setup's the same. Mechanics are the same. It's got a fantastic storyline. It's got great music. I'm like, nah, I'm out.
And, well, hey, well, there's no Nick Cage, you know. So.
Luke Cage.
Well, no, now we have Nick Cage.
There's never any Nick Cage.
Just put him in. I'm telling you, the developers listen to this podcast, and they're going to sneak in a special thing just for me that when, you know, Ghost Rider does something on the screen, if you tap his left eye in just the right way, it'll switch to a face of Nick Cage's face on fire, and then I'll be totally stoked.
Yeah.
But it's totally going to happen once we get those guys to actually listen to this show. And take any of my, you know, insane suggestions remotely seriously.
I'm sure. All right. As you take us out, will
there
be
any... Or, you know, they could hire Nick Cage to do a commercial for this game, which would be even better, and he could introduce Ghost Rider himself.
Oh, maybe we could get him as a special guest.
Oh, we should make a call to his agent.
Yeah, we should. We'll do that. We'll have to guarantee that there will be some Craig-level singing.
Oh, I don't know if that's very good.
I thought we were going to have to guarantee explosions.
We could guarantee explosions, no problem.
This podcast has all the makings of a Nick Cage podcast.
It's got explosions. It's got chirping fire alarms. It's got a squeaky chair. It's got everything.
I gotta know. How am I not in this podcast?
Satisfying. All right. Take us out, Craig.
All right. As always, we want to thank everybody for tuning in. We hope you find it remotely enjoyable. You can always check us out at thepuzzlewarriors3.com. Sign up for the podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Podomatic. You can follow us on Twitter.
You can find us on Reddit.
You can find us on Reddit, as always. Shout out to all the Redditors. We are in the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. As always, Ray will post each week's show, and any comments or suggestions or thoughts that you leave there, we will totally take a look at, and we'd like to hear from everybody and see what they think. We've got some good suggestions from our listeners, and we want to keep that going and keep everybody involved. I think that's it for tonight, so goodbye for now, and remember, beware woodland creatures that carry a big stick. Good night, everybody.
I wonder who that could be.
I don't know.
Goodbye.